Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Harry, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
On this incredible May day.
That's it.
Cinco de Mayo. Anyway, Luke 2:10. Luke 2:10 is our scripture for do not be afraid today, and it comes from Luke 2:10. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. I love that. Good news and great joy in all people.
I do too.
That's a great way to start a Friday.
Absolutely. Absolutely it is.
And today we're going to warn you about a few things.
Today's topic is financial stupidity. It's contagious.
Watch out.
Yeah, it's true.
We're going to catch the other.
Have you had someone, ever had somebody make any of the following statements to you? You're not going to believe this. It's the most amazing financial opportunity I've ever seen. You have a great opportunity to get involved on the ground floor. You can make an incredible amount of money. It's not hard. It's the easiest money you'll ever make. You'd be a natural at this. It doesn't take a lot of money just to get started. Just sit back, watch the money pour into your check.
There you go.
Only need an hour of your time. You'd be crazy to pass up this lucrative opportunity. Now, I could go on, but I'm sure you've heard these or similar phrases dozens of times over the years. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm very pro-network and multi-level marketing. I'm a strong believer in home-based businesses, but I'm also very realistic when it comes to the average person's success in such ventures. For your information, my fine wife, Bev, and I once built a network marketing organization of over 1,000 people in just 12 months. So I am a believer. However, there's some things that need to be put in proper perspective.
That's true.
For instance, the line that always gets me is, you'll be making five figures in just a month. Truthfully, the average person, if they were making an additional three figures a month, that would dramatically improve the quality of their lives. If you're living from paycheck to Prozac, make an additional $300 to $500 a month would change your life. Scripture offers an amazing perspective on the financial strategy of way too many people. And sadly, that includes a lot of believers. The Bible is very specific in teaching against get-rich-quick businesses and schemes. Proverbs 28:20 Message Bible. Committed and persistent work pays off. Get-rich-quick schemes or rip-offs. Proverbs 13:11 New Living Translation. Wealth from get-rich-quick schemes quickly disappears. Wealth from hard work grows over time. Proverbs 28:22 New Living Translation. Greedy people try to get rich, but they don't realize they're headed for poverty. I think we've spiritually established that get-rich-quick schemes are a scriptural no-no. We can find even greater insight about trying to get rich quick or little or no effort in Proverbs 17:18, the Message Bible, where it says, it's stupid to try to get something for nothing or run up huge bills you'll never pay. The scripture says it's stupid to try to get something for nothing.
There you go. You know, the key word in there is try, which means it's not going to happen. In life, you're either going to do something or you're not going to do something. But trying to do something just doesn't cut it. Oh, I'll try to get to that tomorrow. I'll try to finish the report today. I'll try to make a payment before the 15th. I'll try to do better. I'll try to keep that appointment. I'll try not to charge anything else on that credit card. You know why people use the word try? Because they don't have any intention to do it. The truth of the matter is, in seminars that my husband's taught around the world, and I've taught some mostly in the U.S., we've asked people to try and take an ink pen out of our hands, and they reach up and take it. And we said, we didn't say, take it. We said to try. try is usually the excuse people give them. Oh, well, I'll try to get that done. What they mean is that their heart's not in it, and they're just really not going to do it. So here's the revelation for you. You don't try anything. You're either going to do it or you're not. The phrase, I'll try, needs to be eliminated from our vocabulary. Instead of I try, say, I will. I will have that report for you today. I'll try seems to mean that you feel compelled to do it when you really don't have a heart in it and not going to do it. However, try is used in Proverbs 17:18. Message Bible. It's clear that you can try to get something for nothing. But see, the point that it's saying in Proverbs 17:18 is it's not going to happen. The scripture also says that it's stupid to run up huge bills you can never pay. There are some people who do it, though. There are people who have made a life of buying things they didn't need and couldn't afford and will never pay off, and didn't even blink twice about doing it. That is a devious plot planted in them by the enemy himself. We've actually had people describe a financial plan where they buy. No, I shouldn't. I should say charge.
Yes.
Whatever they want, with no intention of ever paying that debt. For many, there are times when people just seem that bankruptcy is just an easy way out. Romans 13:6 in the Message Bible says, fulfill your obligations as a citizen. Pay your taxes. Pay your bills. Respect your leaders.
We want to put this scripture in another context. If you buy something that you know you can't afford or have the inability to repay, then you violated the scriptures in God's word. As we said previously, there are some devious people who buy things they can't afford or pay for. But there are some folks who are just financially illiterate. Buy these things.
These people
buy these things once they started making a little more money. So they're first told is to buy the stuff they couldn't afford previously. Buying stuff that you can't completely pay for in full when the credit card statement comes in is just spiritually speaking stupid.
Well, it's spiritually speaking, yeah, definitely unwise, but it's also destiny destroying and future. I don't have a good, anyway, it's going to destroy your future. You know,
we want to make clear that Proverbs 17:18 is calling you stupid. As I read you earlier, here's what the Message Bible says. It's stupid to try to get something for nothing or run up huge bills you can never pay. You ever notice that the scripture teaches how you're stupid and your spending habits can earn you the designation of stupid?
That is sad.
However, before you started listening to Rich Salk's For Breakfast calls or supporting the Debt-Free Army, Rich Salk's TV. Now, let me just tell you, the moral of this teaching is simple. Don't be stupid. It doesn't become you.
And we have a lot of smart people out there.
Yes, we do.
Hallelujah.
And we don't try to get rich quick because it's spiritually, scripturally wrong. Don't try to get something for nothing. It's stupid. Don't try to do anything you either do or you don't. You don't try. Don't run up debts you can't pay. Stupid. Stupidity is knowing to do right and choosing not to do it. How do you overcome stupidity?
First, you don't try. Once again, you do what you know you should be doing. Second, you get instruction. You get wisdom on how to get out of what it is you got yourself into. And the word gives you that wisdom. Thank you, Jesus. Proverbs 10:21 Contemporary English Version says, many are helped by useful instructions, but fools are killed by their own stupidity. That is so sad. Unfortunately, financial stupidity is contagious. Have you ever been shopping with a friend? Think about this, ladies, who made purchases you knew were unwise only to yield to the temptation of, well, maybe I should get that for myself, too. You know, have you ever felt peer pressure at a restaurant when you're eating out that the price tag range, you know, was out of your range? Let's put it that way.
That's good.
By a well-meaning friend, oh, let's meet at so-and-so, and you hate to say, that's really out of my budget. Have you ever been tagged along with a sale at Bed Bath and Beyond your means, where you make purchases you know you shouldn't be doing and you can't afford? But we could give you further examples. And men, I'm not leaving you out of this either, because sometimes your toys are a whole lot more than a new dress.
That's exactly right.
So immunize yourself from stupidity, financial or otherwise, through additional time in the Word of God. It will boost your mentality. And listen to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast every morning. And remember the words of Forrest Gump years ago: stupid is as stupid does. Don't be stupid. Never let the biblical and financial wisdom found in Proverbs 17 and 18 escape your mental thought process. It's stupid to try to get something for nothing or to run up huge bills you can never pay.
Now that's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us God.
There you go.
Our friend Brenda from Chicago wrote, this is a little time back, but I wanted to share it today.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Harold, I'm signing up for Rich Thoughts email. Thank you for your steadfast and obedient word, obedience to the Word of God. I need stability in my life this year more than ever. My younger sister passed away from cancer and the chemo treatments. I praise God that her relationship with him was restored prior to her passing. That was my prayer and desire with every phone call and visit. Thanksgivings for Rich Thoughts, daily calls of encouragement and spiritual strength. How I needed this journey with her this year. God bless your ministry. I pray for you every time I think of you.
The point being is that God is on the throne. We want to do everything we can to send you out for the day, or maybe even calm your nerves at night. Who's to know? I know people listen to it all day long.
Brenda is a real friend of ours.
Yeah.
And she's on the call. And that was several years back. But I came across it. I just felt led to stir it again.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, if you stay with the Word, we try to give you word from, you know, and you put it in and start activating your life, you will experience the joy of the Lord like you have never known, and you will know that you know that you know that you know he's got you.
That's it.
And that's what we want you to know.
Just remember, you're too blessed to be stressed.
That's right.
And too anointed
to be disappointed.
That's it.
Because God's got you.
Hallelujah.
And we pray for you too.
Until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.